In Italy, the government says that an offshoot of the Red Brigades, the guerrilla group that was active in the 1970s and 80s, is responsible for the assassination of a key government minister. Marco Biaggi was gunned down last night as he bicycled home from work in the northern Italian city of Bologna. Investigators have linked the bullets to a gun used in an assassination 3 years ago. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
Marco Biaggi had been working as a consultant to the Italian labor minister, helping to draft a labor reform bill. The proposed reforms would make it easier for employers to fire workers. And Italian investigators have linked Biaggi's murder to his work on this legislation. The conservative government's planned reforms have triggered strong protest by Italian trade unions, which had scheduled a nationwide general strike in April to safeguard a clause which is considered sacred in the Italian labor movement. Today, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, speaking on TV, made an appeal to organize labor. He said, "In honor of the memory of Marco Biaggi, a man of dialogue, I call on the trade unions to resume immediately negotiations with the government. In any case," he added, "the government intends to pursue its reform of Italian labor law." Today, the three major unions staged a two-hour walkout in honor of Marco Biaggi. But Sergio Cofferati, leader of the most powerful union, said the nationwide general strike will take place on a date in April yet to be decided. And, he said, a large labor rally that has been scheduled for weeks will go ahead as planned on Saturday in Rome. Its purpose, he said, will be not only to uphold workers' rights, but to uphold democracy and civil rights, and to protest against terrorism. Marco Biaggi was widely respected as a moderate. In an op-ed piece that appeared in a financial daily yesterday, he wrote, "Whoever slows reforms is against European integration." The murder comes 3 years after the eerily similar killing of Massimo D'Antona, an advisor to the labor ministry under the previous center-left government. And in 1985, Ezio Tarantelli, another economist who was an advisor to Italy's labor unions, was also killed. All three men were little known to the general public, but were key figures in drafting labor policies. All three were gunned down outside their homes, and in all three instances, callers purporting to represent the Red Brigades claimed responsibility. The Biaggi murder has evoked terrible memories of the violent 70s and 80s in Italy, what are known as the Years of Lead, for the many bullets and bombs that killed about 400 people. Few Western countries underwent such a devastating wave of domestic terrorism, inspired by both ultra-leftist and ultra-rightist ideologies. The most famous case was that of the kidnapping and killing of former Prime Minister Aldo Moro in 1978, a case which is still shrouded in mystery. Of the nearly 7,000 terrorist suspects brought to trial in various cases, only a few dozen remain in prison. They are known as hardliners who have remained loyal to their cause. The many more who were convicted but later released either plea bargained or publicly repented their crimes. Former terrorists who are now free include one man convicted of 17 political assassinations. Relatives of victims of domestic terrorism in Italy have often protested against what they see as excessive judicial leniency. Various Italian governments, however, have defended clemency laws as the only way to eradicate domestic terrorism. The murder of Marco Biaggi, nevertheless, is a grim reminder that fringe offshoots of the guerrilla groups are still alive and active. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.